Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Lauriston and Chomsepin 4-H lauded as Motor Club. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Join the Child Development Agency for our annual Candlelight Vigil and Concert on World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, Sunday, November 19 at Devon House with the theme, United We Break the Chain of Abuse, featuring performances by Jermaine Edwards, Kerry Sales, Rondell Positive, and more. Let's join hands in praise and prayer for our children, Sunday, November 19, 5 to 7 p.m. at Devon House. Admission free! The CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
Head of the Jamaica 4-H Club's Ron Blake is lauding the Lauriston and Chomsepin 4-H Club as a model for transforming communities through its training and entrepreneurship activities. The club, now in its 20th year, is the largest and most active community club in the island, educating and mobilizing young people in agriculture, home economics, leadership skills, and healthy lifestyle habits.
When I see what Lauriston Community 4-H Club is doing in transforming Lauriston through the leadership of Cheyenne Christie, it tells me that we can create structures like these across the country and we can go into some of the most challenging community and we can transform them.
The club has grown from 12 persons to more than 100 registered members aged 5 to 25 years. Club President Shamar Tolok attributes his personal growth and development to the impact of the organization since he joined 5 years ago. The 19-year-old Caribbean Maritime University student has won the title of King of the Club for three consecutive years, the 4-H Boy of the Year award at the national level, as well as a Fly Jamaica sponsored trip to the United States for his work in the club. The young leader says the club aims to mold the minds of young people by getting them involved in various activities to keep them occupied from going down the wrong path.
What I want to see in this community is for young persons to hold up their heads, achieve their goals, become whatever they want to be in life.
Meetings are held every Saturday at the clubhouse, a repurposed container donated by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, located on the grounds of the Holiness Temple Shiloh Apostolic Basic School in Lauriston, Spanish Town. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you suspect that new pest is on your farm or at your home, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 977-7160. The earlier the branch is able to detect a pest, the better equipped it will be in responding to and eradicating it. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death. Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you turn a market long, you will debt. Translation, if you spend a long time in the market, you will become indebted. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, manage your money wisely and avoid the temptation to overspend. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.